then he started to feed you the apple. All this philosophy causes are rotten apples. And you will be fed all of this to full capacity, and all the meditation and the problem you have is for you to vomit, to bring out what's in you. What's in you? When I say vomit, do I mean, inshallah, you have been fasting, so you don't have anything to bring up. Am I talking about your stomach? He said what to bring out. Good and bad. Remember good and bad? What is good and bad? Good and bad is humanity. In animal kingdom, there is no good and bad. Remember that. This division of good and bad, understanding that cheating and honesty is with us. The animals, they don't know about honesty. Honesty is a stupidity to them and will kill them. They have to cheat. We understand not cheating. They have to kill. We understand not to killing. They become angry and violent. We understand to stay calm and in the state of equilibrium. These are humanity, remember? Existence and dream universe are for animals. The universe of imagination and non-existence is for us. We understand non-existence, the animal don't. So we could imagine non-existence of violence. Animal could not. Animal would respond to this. We have something else. That's all. So he's late and he gave you all these apples. As much as you could have, even more. Isn't this? Rumi is explaining this stuff. A couple of years you come sit down here, you will swallow all these arguments, which are honestly, these are stories, made up stories. You could find them in all books. That's what it is. Then what? It will come out of your mouth. You eat so much from this that you will quote the Masnavi, you talk about this, you start to philosophize and all that. All this time we know that this is just a trick, because the thing we are talking about is not teachable. How could you teach someone how to fall in love? It doesn't happen that way. But we try with this kind of trick. Therefore, he fed him so much that it was coming back from his mouth, and he started to defend himself. And feel what? Somehow the victim. Oh, I'm the holy victim now. Now there is this big angry God and the hell and blah blah and poor me. Because I have done nothing wrong. The only thing I have done wrong is to come to this class and listen to this stuff. What? Why you ashamed me from what's within? Because always you talk about that stuff in you, and I feel, yes, it's here, it's hidden over there. Why? What did I do wrong? Without any wrongdoing, even this stuff will not be done to the other people who are kafir. Why to me? But without you knowing it, you should be beaten up to the moment to bring out what's in here. Bring out what is the base of good and bad to you. When you bring it out, you will see deep down here is me, 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 me. I love me. And that's it. Because in the animal, there is nothing else. There shouldn't be. There is no place. So, the animalistic stuff is there. But when you bring it out, you will see the intelligence. You will see how it works. First of all, it doesn't have any legs. Remember we talked about the leg? We talked about the Solomon, and I said for Solomon, the only criteria about choosing a wife was the leg. Because we are walkers here, we understand that we are not an object. We are alive and we are walking. We are changing. We are a very different kind of life here because we are changing, and at the same time we change ourselves. Ever changing changer and being changed, we build up ourselves. Not the animal part. Animal part, of course, God created it. The machine, biological machine, is not my creation. I inherited it. But the character, the culture stuff, the humanity, that's something we build up. And for this, we have to look carefully what's in us first, because we build it here. That's why self-understanding, self-analysis, and all that is very important here, and we understand it cannot be that simple as do it yourself. Because first of all, to see yourself, you need a non-biased eye, a mirror. You cannot see yourself. Therefore, let's see, after vomiting, yes.
When he saw the snake outside of him, he fell on his knees before that beneficent man. As soon as he saw the horror of that black, ugly, big snake, those griefs departed from him. Truly, said he, you are the Gabriel of mercy, or you are God, for you are the Lord of bounty. O blessed the hour that you saw me. I was dead. You have given me new life.
This is the guy who was saying he owned the hour I came. Same guy, different situation. This is what all this stuff is all about. This wisdom is to bring it out. As long as you bring it out, it will be neutralized. The problem is it shouldn't be in you. We don't say take out the serpent and kill it. We don't say forget about the intelligence. The intelligence, the body, with all the stuffs in it, should be in control of the child who is growing up fast. Because he could grow up in a single moment. That's the magical child. The heart. The heart should take over. The brain is a servant here. It's not the boss. You should find the boss. And the boss is not this. First, it was him. It was here. And that was it. Now, when the heart opens up, this becomes secondary. As long as he saw it, everything is clear. He repeated this meaning in another verse to emphasize that. At the very first moment that you will open your eyes and you will see what's in you really, all the pain will go. Because the pain doesn't belong to heart. That's the pain of the intelligence. Trying to hide it, ignore it, or explain it. Anyhow, hopefully it will happen to you, and the change of attitude comes with it. Yes?
You seeking me like mothers, I fleeing from you like asses. The donkey flees from his master because of donkey nature, his owner after because of good nature. He seeks him not on account of profit or loss, but in order that a wolf or wild beast may not tear him.
Here is the trick. First of all, in the other verse, you saw the word master, yes, but it's a trick that Rumi is playing over there. The word is Khudavand, means God. But in Iran, the guy who is having a lot of donkeys will be called Khudavand, the God of those donkeys. So he's playing with the word. The word is the donkey will flee from God because of a stupidity. But in Persian, stupidity, we don't say stupidity, we say donkey. So it starts with donkey, ends with donkey, and in the middle is, yes, the guy who owns the donkey, or the owner, or the god. Then we'll translate it, the owner, which is Arabic now, sahib. The owner is looking for him not because of losing something. This is the stuff that we hear about and we'll hear about again and again. Somewhere Rumi will say when God wants to choose a prophet, he will look around to find a shepherd. Because the shepherd, they have a lot of good feeling towards the sheep. And when a little sheep will get lost, they seek it not because they're going to lose that stuff, because they're worried about that little baby who is being to be torn apart with the wolf and stuff like that. So another kind of feeling is over there. Yes?
He seeks him not on account of profit or loss, but in order that a wolf or wild beast may not tear him. Oh, happy he that espies your face or suddenly lights upon your abode.
You see, there are two ways seeing him. Good for somebody who will arrive and see him, or suddenly will fall in his neighborhood. Because we don't know and we never brag about it. When you ask, how could I fall in love? Our answer is, God knows. No one knows. Because we don't know. The only thing we notice is a sudden disappearance of logic. That's all we understand. Suddenly the guy doesn't think about the profit or loss. Is something else there. Yes?
Oh, happy he that espies your face or suddenly lights upon your abode. O you whom the pure spirit hath praised, how many foolish and idle words have I spoken to you? O Lord and Emperor and Emir, I spoke not, my folly spoke. Do not punish that. If I had known a little of this matter, how could I have spoken foolish words? I should have spoken much praise of you, O man of good qualities, if you had given me a single hint as to the case. But you, keeping silence, showed perturbation and silently continued to beat me on the head. My head became dizzy. The wits flew out of my head, especially as this head has little brain.
You see, suddenly the attitude did not change that much. Because at the end, when I'm telling you this story now, that listen, whatever I told you, these are not the real stuff. These were just arguments for you to look in you, to find out what's in you. Then you say, okay, if that was the case, why didn't you give it to me in the first session? I was so eager, I was full of questions, and I was ready to get it all. But no, you will torture me. You will go through the story from this branch to the other one. You change the subject and all that. Why all that? Remember, this all started when Moses wanted to enlighten you. Yeah. Now.
Pardon, O man of goodly countenance and goodly behavior. Let pass that which I said in frenzy.